News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. You remember last week we had a chain reaction crash on I-39 not far from Cronenwetter? It's happened again, this time in northwest Indiana. A multi-vehicle pileup in whiteout conditions involving several semi-trailers. This neighbor saw it happen.
Just looked over the overpass down at the expressway and there were eastbound collisions. There was trucks and cars that collided together.
This happened on I-94 and likely caused by whiteout conditions. At least three people dead in that chain reaction crash, and as of last night, they were still working to clear the roadway. Governor Scott Walker says he is not concerned that there may not be enough votes in the state Senate to pass his tax reform measure. The governor says he believes that people will be speaking out, and that will change senators' opinions.
My belief is that when lawmakers in both parties in both chambers hear what I believe will be the overwhelming response from taxpayers across the state, that they believe that this is their money. It should go back into the economy, back into the hands of the hardworking taxpayers. They're the ones who earned it.
Now, Scott Fitzgerald, the state Senate Majority Leader, said he does not have the 17 votes now to pass any of the governor's proposals. Republicans have a three-seat majority, which means only two GOP senators could vote against one of Walker's plans for it not to pass, assuming that Democrats remain united. Governor Walker says he would be opposed to increasing the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. That's a proposal put forth by Democrats in Madison. Walker says this is nothing but a political stunt.
If you want to put a buzzsaw to the economic recovery we've seen in this state, you just start pylon regulations like increasing the minimum wage.
The governor was speaking last night in Hurley at a Chamber of Commerce event. He also said that he will be meeting with propane distributors in Wisconsin. Some 250,000 Wisconsinites depend on propane as their heating fuel, and prices have been spiking. The governor says these are long-term and systemic problems. He is hopeful with many economists that those prices might go down as the weather starts to moderate. Some people will do almost anything to get a friend or a family member out of jail. We have a story now of a father who impersonated a police officer to try and spring his daughter.
63-year-old Bradley Woodward of Wausau has been charged with impersonating a peace officer and obstructing an officer, this after a November incident at the Marathon County Jail. The complaint says Woodward called the jail requesting reduced charges and a signature bond for his daughter, 28-year-old Autumn Woodward. Mr. Woodward tried to tell the jailers he was an officer in training, but he could not prove his claims. Jailers quickly became suspicious and refused to go along with Woodward's wishes. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
And speaking of people with legal problems, a preliminary appearance late yesterday in Miami for Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's Miami joyride ended with handcuffs.
Oh my God, Justin got pulled over.
Justin got pulled over.
With pursuing fans posting online videos of his arrest for impaired driving and resisting police, his smiling mugshot infested Twitter.
All right, the first case is Justin Bieber.
But a judge freed him on bond. Miami's top prosecutor, Catherine Fernandez-Rundle, says it doesn't matter that his BAC was low. He admitted to popping pills.
So impairment is really the standard. Were there other substances that were combined that impaired a driver.
But treatment could be an alternative to jail. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
It is going to be another cold weekend, so for a second straight year, we've had some events canceled at the Special Olympics in Wisconsin. The organization announced yesterday they've called off the cross-country skiing and snowshoe racing at Nine Mile Forest. The snowboard and alpine skiing events at Granite Peak are also canceled. The Winter Olympics themselves, though, will continue, and all indoor events will go on as scheduled. Let's get a look at our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. This morning, Justin Lowe is off. Here's meteorologist Rob Duns.
Expecting some snow today with around 1 to 2 inches of new accumulation by tonight. Temperatures not all too bad, a high of 23 today. Turning colder overnight tonight with lows near 4. Cold this weekend, Saturday's highs only at 5 in the afternoon under partly sunny skies. 6 for the high on Sunday with more snow in the forecast. Seems a couple of inches of accumulation are a possibility. Colder on Monday, a high of minus 7. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns right here on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
With the extreme cold still having its grip around us, you'll want the hour-by-hour temperatures, which are available 24/7 at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.